What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're talking about the situation in Europe. And again, from the point of view of Brussels, Brexit must somehow be stopped or rendered ineffective. And the latest gambit, this being reported in the Express, the European Union is now trying to acquire the legal power to fine Great Britain for the Brexit for years and years after it happens. In other words, it's okay for Great Britain to go, but they can't let that money go. Because Germany and Great Britain have been propping up the rest of the EU as they sink deeper and deeper into the artificially manufactured debt of the European Central Bank. So they're trying to figure out some way they can grab the money. Got to make those bankers happy. Forget about the British people. Forget about the Europeans. They're just human beings. They don't matter. But the banks, we must all worship the banks. The banks are holy. The banks are sacrosanct. It's just ink and paper, people. It's not a science. It's a religion. You are taught to believe. Tony Blair is out there and still insisting that the British really don't want Brexit, even though the Brexit vote showed they do, and apparently his own opinion poll shows the British people want to leave. But Blair has stepped back into the political arena on the side of the Remainers. Because he's a believer in the New World Order and the global government, and he dreams that someday when that global government is set up, he'll have his turn planting his little butt on that golden throne of planet Earth. Apparently, in Greece, on the island of Lesbos, they've been using it to set up migrant camps for more of these Muslim invaders, and a group of these illegal alien Muslim invaders burned their own migrant camp down on the island of Lesbos because they were promised all kinds of really cool stuff if they could make it to Europe, and they made it to Europe, and they're not getting what they were promised, so they're starting to act out. They're thinking if they cause enough ruckus, if they set enough fires, that they're going to get all the things that they were promised. New car, cable TV, free ice cream. Once again, Angela Merkel is rejecting any limits being placed on refugees entering Germany. Germany is well on its way to becoming the next Sweden, which is spiraling completely and totally out of control. Europe, as it's been known by the Europeans for generation after generation, is all but gone. And that, of course, is the design intent. To take away your sense of a cultural identity, a regional identity, historical identity, to get you confused about who you are and where you come from and what you're supposed to be doing. Confused about what bathroom you're supposed to be using. Because people with a strong sense of self, who they are, where they come from, they are much more difficult to control than humans who just have no clue what's going on around them. Now, Hungary is directing its full attention as part of its two-year battle to keep migrants out of the country. It's going after George Soros, and they're stepping up their fight. And the Prime Minister, Viktor Orban, is basically wrapped up a six-week anti-Soros campaign on Saturday. The streets of Budapest have been filled with posters and billboards of the Hungarian-born billionaire with the caption, "Don't let Soros get the last laugh." And the Hungarian government is now imposing new legislation that will force non-governmental organizations in the country to reveal just where their money is coming from. And the idea is they want to spot these NGOs that are working on Soros and agenda and get them out the way Russia did a few years ago. Hungary is taking this very seriously. They're saying this campaign against Soros is a matter of national security. And yes, it is. Because Soros' goal is to destroy all nations' sovereignty and independence. Okay, let's take a phone call. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Listen, I don't understand why Britain just says until the EU to go stick it. They're not. What are they going to do? They can't force them to do anything. Britain is probably the most powerful military, short of except for Russia and Europe, you know. And that's what they should do. Just say, you know, no, we're out of here. Period. And as far as Tony Blair goes, this man is a traitor and a war criminal, just as George Bush and a whole bunch of them. The only place that guy should be is first, he should get a public trial, just as the Bush, by the way, so should Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, whatever his name is. All these guys should be placed in a public trial, and then they belong at the end of the rope for what they've done. They're criminals, and yet they keep on opening their mouths and trying to push their way. I just saw two war criminals the other day getting together at some show. I don't know if it's news or YouTube. W. Bush and Slick Willie. Okay, two crime families actually to work very well together.
Oh yeah,
smuggling drugs into this country and all the war crimes. When are we going to get smart and finally understand who these people are? They talk about enemies. I don't consider Russia an enemy of ours. I don't consider Iran an enemy of ours. I consider these slime balls that run this country, or that have been running this country, these are the real enemies.
I agree.
These people belong in prison or at the end of a rope for what they've done. They've committed incredible crimes. They've hurt both Americans and they've hurt other countries also. They're misusing our soldiers to commit horrible crimes. They're not. You know, these troops are not really fighting for the country. They're fighting for this globalist order.
Yes. For corporations.
Whatever. You know, you would talk corporations. And you were just talking to me before about, again, about Syria and all that, what's going on there. You know, I mentioned him before. Lee Stranahan used to work for Breitbart.
Yes.
Kicked him off because he was too good. He's doing a couple of big investigations. One is the Ukraine influence on the election. Or the Democrats. The other is on this, it's called the Genie Oil Company. And he looked up the executives on there. You know, Genie Oil Company is oil out of the Golan Heights there in Syria. And he looked up the people on the executive board, and you got, what's the name of Rupert Murdoch? Bill Richardson, former governor of New Mexico.
Yes.
One of the Rothschilds, a couple of the Rothschilds, a couple others too. Have a lot of clout, both Democratic and Republican. When are people going to get smart? These people are using. And can you imagine if I was a soldier today? What I know. And I'm going to be told to go, you know, fight when I know I'm really fighting for these globalist banksters and other corporate garbage in this new world order. Can you imagine that having to do that? What, you know, I personally don't see how they're getting any volunteers in there.
They're getting volunteers. We've talked about this before, and we've seen it right here in Oahu. They're getting people to sign up for the military because these young people have absolutely no other options. It's sign up for the military or live with their parents at home or be homeless. And it really is that dire. In a way, it's an engineered economic draft. And so they're in the military because there simply were no other options available.
See, after 9/11, at least people really—I personally believe it was real. Okay, one of my sons were old enough, and they asked about the military and all that. I had no problem with it. As soon as they graduated high school, one of them actually joined the military. Thank God, he's okay. He didn't, and he got smart while he was in it, and his father got smart too, meaning me, and started realizing what this is really about, and. Unfortunately, but I don't think they can fool people this time. I really don't. I think
no, they can't. That's why that Pentagon report is out there saying the real enemy of the U.S. government is resistance to authority. You know, the American people are getting uppity. They're asking questions. They're doubting what they're being told, and they can't really have that. Now, I want to step on back to your issue about Great Britain just cutting off ties and saying we're off and free. It's a little more complicated than that. Because Great Britain has been part of the European trading bloc for so long, much of Britain's business activity, economic activity, is tied up with Europe. And if Great Britain just cuts the line and floats away, then all of a sudden Great Britain has nobody to sell their products to, their produce to. They've got nobody that they can import things that they need from. It would be a huge economic shock, both to Europe and Great Britain, could actually cause a major disruption there. Britain can't afford to pull the plug on Europe until it has established new independent trading agreements with other countries, which is why every time Great Britain talks about establishing trade relations with another country, Brussels comes in and says, no, you can't do that until the negotiations are done.
Well, I get some solution for Britain. Tell all these other countries, including our own, to go stick it and make a deal with Russia. With Russia, China, with Iran, and plus Eastern Europe. Because Eastern Europe is not going to take these refugees in. They're not going to put up with this garbage. They're making a stand already. Hungary, Poland.
Yes.
These are the people they could trade with. And tell the European Union where to go, and tell the United States where to go too, if we insist on certain things. Oh, you can't trade with Russia because of the sanctions. Just tell everybody, stop listening to all this stuff. It's time for countries to be independent and look out for their best interests.
It always was. This globalist government idea, it's been badly implemented. It's in the process of self-destructing. And maybe the reason Great Britain isn't going with the hard Brexit is they're saying the EU is going to come crumbling down anyway. Let's just be patient and let it happen. It's the same advice I give to our listeners who call in and say, now's the time to take action. No. The United States government is headed for a Soviet Union-style collapse, and all we have to do is just stay back and stay patient and stay calm, and it's going to happen. And we need to be prepared for what we're going to do after that happens, because at this point, it seems pretty much inevitable.
You know, a couple of people already now, I used to be friends, now I'm becoming a traitor, they say on Facebook, the stuff I'm saying. And I told them, I said, no, the traitor is people like you that keep following this government. This is not our government. This is a globalist occupied government that's telling us what to do, that's somehow hijacked everything. And we haven't had a true patriot as a president since John F. Kennedy. And you know what happened to him.
Yes.
And by the way, that's another thing, too. I don't know how you know who Robert Tosh Plumlee is, right?
No, actually, the name doesn't ring a bell.
No, I'm surprised, because he's been in InfoWars a number of times. He's a friend on Facebook, and he posts a lot of stuff. He used to work, he has kind of a shady background, but now he's a patriot, and he says some of the stuff. He posted something the other day, not only my Facebook, it was all around. I shared it with anybody who will take it. He said that basically, he knew Lee Harvey Oswald when in 1953, when he first went into the military, that they were recruiting juvenile delinquents and troubled youth and stuff like that, as young as 14 or 15 years old. And he said him and Lee Harvey were 15 at the time. And Oswald was sent over purposely. And he kind of hinted. Plumlee kind of hinted. He didn't say directly, but that he might have been involved in it. In what happened in Dallas, because he mentioned something about that. It's the first time I've ever seen him say something like that. I guess, without actually saying it outright. So, I mean, people have pangs of conscience, and he has done a lot of good things for the Patriot movement in the last few years.
I'm well aware of that. I have some sources that have been very open about how they used to work for the intelligence agencies, and they thought it was fun. They thought it was James Bond, and they did a lot of things that as they get older and older and more sensitive to the realities of life, they come to regret some of the things that they did, because they did some bad things that didn't really make the world a better place. It just made some money junkie richer, and they're out there. They're looking for some kind of atonement, for some kind of redemption, if you will. Anyway, Mark, we're going to let you go here because I still got more news to get to. Thank you very much here. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Okay, I hinted at the story a little bit before, and we're going to get into it. And this is just absolutely tragic. This happened over in Minneapolis, and it involved a woman from Australia. She was this healer into yoga and all the rest of it. She was engaged to be married next month. And so Saturday night, she's hearing a noise outside her home, and she calls 911, and the police show up, and they shot her. I mean, she was outside in her pajamas, no weapons, no anything. And she was shot through the door of the squad car by Officer Mohammed Noor, who supposedly was on the police force for 2 years. This is completely unacceptable. What have they turned the police force into? Shoot first, ask questions later. And there were witnesses all over the place, so they couldn't put a drop gun on her. They couldn't claim she was acting in a threatening manner. This is a yoga instructor in her pajamas. And there's been another similar incident. This is being reported over in Oraz.com, where there was a young man named Austin who was going through some personal difficulties and went up to the room of his parents' house and just said, "Leave me alone, leave me alone, leave me alone." And finally, the parents were worried enough they wanted to have a wellness check, which is where a police officer comes in and says, "Are you okay?" Instead, an entire SWAT team showed up. They had the entire neighborhood full of cars and these armored vehicles and apparently just scared this kid so bad that he went ahead and committed suicide. There's such a thing as an appropriate response to a situation. There's a term called de-escalation. And our police aren't being taught that anymore. They're being taught by all these Israeli security companies to treat the American people the way the IDF treats the Palestinians. And we see how often innocent Palestinians are being shot over there, and it's happening here now. There is no reason for that Australian woman in Minneapolis to be dead today. You know what's really amazing? Law-abiding American gun owners seem to understand the use of firearms better than the police department. You're always told, check your target. Make sure you know what you're shooting at. Make sure you know what is in the background if you miss before you pull that trigger. And apparently this cop just drove on up, saw this girl standing there in the pajamas and opened fire. Now, as you know, one of the more interesting departments in police work is the Vice Squad, where they're out there checking for sex crimes and gambling and so forth. And apparently up in Alaska, they're considering a bill that will outlaw actual sexual contact between undercover police and the people they are investigating. And 2 months ago, Michigan became the last state in the U.S. to make it illegal for police officers to have sex with sex workers in the course of the investigation. And the cops up in Alaska are saying, look, we can't do this properly if we're not allowed to. I'm sorry? Fun to. Captain America. Yes, they're out there fondueing. If I can't get some cheese, fondue is no good. All righty. when we come on back from this next commercial break, political correctness on parade. And it's just getting sillier and sillier. And I think I know what may be going on here. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And over at Breitbart, they're talking about how the Association of Teachers and Lecturers, it's a union, is calling for compulsory gender diversity training for sixth form college and further education teachers, warning staff who refer to non-binary persons using incorrect pronouns could face legal action. In other words, in all of this LGBTQT, LSFMT, BFD, BBDNO, the idea is now they're coming up with all kinds of new pronouns to cover all these potential situations. And that's crazy enough, but now they're talking about literally you can be arrested and penalized for addressing a person with the wrong pronoun. Now, that is utterly ridiculous. But I think the goal here is this goes all the way back to William Shakespeare and Henry IV. And his advice to the young prince who's about to become king. Make it thy business to keep busy minds giddy. In other words, keep people focused on the small stuff and they will not see what the great rulers are doing. And this is more of the same. They want us all so worried about exactly what words we're using that we're oblivious to larger thoughts. That's what this is really all about. And again, this idea that you can be legally punished for using a wrong pronoun. Boy, talk about dictatorship right there. 1984, Newspeak. You'll use Newspeak. If you used your old language, you will be punished. Now, over at Allure magazine, they've taken issue with a recent scientific study that showed men prefer slim women, which, to nobody's surprise, I'm kind of wondering why that was. They felt they needed to fund that. But Allure magazine says that any scientific report showing that men prefer slim women, it's dangerous. It's pointless. It's triggering. It's irresponsible, and it shouldn't exist. I have been watching that series on Albert Einstein, and it finally had its series finale, and they were talking about events that were going on over in Germany, including the book burning. And there was an aspect of it that most people are not aware of. What Germany was burning were primarily books written by Jewish scientists, including Einstein himself. The idea that there was a German science and we don't need that other science. And when I saw that, and of course it did lead to a tremendous brain drain on Germany at a time when they could not afford it, I thought back to that article the other day where feminists were basically saying anybody writing an article doing research shouldn't look at anything written by white men. Just exclude them. And you can see the obvious parallels there. In the direction that this nation is going. If you're going to be an honest, objective researcher or scientist, you look at the source materials. You don't look at who wrote it. You look at the data, you look at the experiments, you look at the reproducibility, and that's what you should go on. But just as it was bad for the Nazis to burn all of the scientific writings of Jewish scientists, it's wrong for feminists to say that we shouldn't be looking at any scientific documents written by white men. The parallels are unmistakable. We are headed in a very, very dangerous direction. Getting on back up to Germany, Bavaria is now talking independence. They're sick and tired of Angela Merkel, and one-third of Bavarians want to become independent from Germany. It's a lovely country, by the way. So rather than welding the world together into a one-world government, all of this refugee and ECB and IMF nonsense is starting to fracture it. It's going the other way. I'm pretty sure that's the reason Bill Gates said we got to cool it on the immigration into Europe, because he recognizes Europe is about to tear itself apart. And that, of course, would be a major setback for the globalist New World Order, which is trying to glue everything together. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse for everyone.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, over at King's College in London, they have, as do so many of the older established historical universities, a Founding Fathers Gallery, which is a collection of photos and statues of the people who started the college in the early days, who built it, who got it started. Well, that has now come under attack because it's all a bunch of old white guys, and it's triggering to minorities. It's triggering to the women. They shouldn't be up there. It's making all these other people feel bad. So they're taking all these statues and photos down, paintings down, of the people who actually built the college, and they're putting up a wall of diversity where they're just going to go on down and make sure that they've got one of each. There's a woman, there's a Chinese, there's a Mexican, there's a black, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We're going to wind up as messed up as Zimbabwe with this open war on white people. By the way, do you remember Professor Johnny Williams? Guy over at Trinity College, and he openly advocated that emergency first responders showing up in an accident should just allow the white people to die. And a lot of people found that very shocking, but Trinity College has said, no problem. No, we don't have a problem. It's this First Amendment right to freedom of speech to say that white people should all be allowed to die. All right, we're going to take a phone call. James in Ohio, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Congress may be taking an interest in Obama exerting undue influence on the FBI. Today, I'm not sure what it means, but today the House Intelligence Committee subpoenaed James Comey's blue dress. So, not sure.
Okay. All right. Well.
Also, with Trump, you know, I'm a never forgive, never forget guy with politicians going back on their promises, but I still reserve some liking for Trump, and I was trying to figure out why. I finally figured it out. It's because he breaks the fourth wall.
Yeah, he does. He definitely does, and that's why the corporate media hates him, because he's bypassing them to reach out to the American people.
We can't afford to be purists right now. So.
Well, no, I don't see myself as a purist anyway. In fact, more and more, especially with the revelation that the CIA was telling Trump that there was no question that Assad gassed his own people. We know that those who are around Donald Trump are lying to him to get their agenda served. And Trump needs to wake up and realize that's how politics works in the White House. They're not there to work for the president. They're there to exploit the president for their own gain.
Yeah, well, that's all I got for you. Keep up the good work, and thank you.
All right, thank you very much, and we're going to let you go here. Down in Chile, in Santiago, 280,000 people have lost their electricity when they got hit with the first snowfall in 20 years. Also, a lot of snowball fights going on down there, but it's their first snow in 20 years in Santiago, Chile, and apparently the power infrastructure just isn't used to that kind of weather because it had a real problem. And again, reinforcing something we already know over at Natural News, nearly all the warming evidence being wagged at you by the global warming and corporate media people, it's all based on temperature adjustments to the raw data. And they will not release the raw data. Occasionally, it gets leaked out, and time after time after time, we see that the raw data does not support the story of a warming planet, let alone any connection to humans. But they're still pushing that agenda to trick you out of carbon taxes, and more importantly, to get you to surrender the last of your freedoms to a global environmental authority that will tell you you have to live in a little tiny box for the sake of Mother Earth. It's a big part of the New World Order. They're bringing back surf shacks. I don't mean surf like beach shacks. I'm talking about S-E-R-F. Take a phone call from Kathleen in Paris. Kathleen, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I thought I would give an update on the hashtag unrig plan that Cynthia McKinney is working on.
Yes.
It seems that part of what they needed to do was they were planning 400 and something meetings, like town hall meetings in a lot of, like over 400 town halls around the nation while the Congress was home on their vacations. And they were going to organize this through meetup.com.
Mm-hmm.
And meetup.com has thrown a wrinkle in there and said that, you know, this, you know, for some legal reason doesn't fit with their, you know, guidelines or something like that. So I just thought I'd let you know about that because she's still working on that. And some people are going to try to help her still arrange these meetings. You know, sort of a grassroots thing, but I don't know about.
Well, you know, when you have a government that is populated at least half and probably a lot more people who got those high offices through election fraud, they do not want that thing changed. And we are seeing all of this talk about how even people that are appointed to Donald Trump's Election Integrity Commission are some of the worst election manipulators out there. They don't want the system to change. They want it to stay exactly the way it is because they are the beneficiaries of what is another racket. And Okay?
Yeah, well, that's true. But what is meetup.com? What's their, you know, finger in the pie?
Well, we might have to look at who owns meetup.com, or they may simply have been approached by certain government officials and saying, if you allow this to happen, we're going to find ways to mess with you. Remember when conspiracy of silence about the Franklin scandal came on out, was going to be on TV? It was already in the TV guide, and members of Congress went to the network and said, if you air this, we will change the laws to drive you out of business. And so it was pulled. Somebody bought all the tapes and destroyed them, but there was one surviving editor's work tape, which is what you find when you go out and look for this on online.
Amazing. Well, thanks a lot. Just wanted to get that out there.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Alex in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, do you know if Loretta Lynch's hearing is supposed to be this month?
I don't know. I think Susan Rice is testifying later this week, but I don't know when Loretta Lynch is going to be called.
Oh, I thought one of them was the 27th. I thought it was Loretta Lynch.
Could be. I just don't know.
Okay, I've looked online to see if it's available, like the schedule, but it's not there. I wonder why. I guess they don't want any of us to see it in public, huh?
It could very well be. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people in Washington, D.C. who want all of this to go away. Remember when I told you about there are two kinds of secrets in politics? There are the little secrets that are useful during campaign season, like Anthony Weiner and his misbehaving with his cell phone. Then there are the great secrets, which if they became known, would bring the entire government down. The truth behind the Kennedy assassination, the truth behind 9/11. And if I am correct as to what Hillary Clinton was really doing with that private email server and that foundation, that too is a scandal that would bring down the entire government.
It needs to come down. I mean, what are we going to do?
I'm in agreement. I'm in agreement with you. I mean, people are still out there saying, I have to support this government. I'm dependent on Social Security. Social Security's broke. It's not going to be there when you need it.
Yeah. Well, what are we going to do about what's taking place? I mean, it seems like they're up in the Eiffel Tower and we can't get up there. It's pathetic. Do you have any ideas of what we should do?
Yeah, I've been saying it all along. This government is headed toward a Soviet Union-style collapse. Just kick back, be patient, stay calm, and let it tear itself apart. And it's going to do that and be ready to start a new nation based on the original constitutional principles when it is all over. Okay, Alex, we're going to have to let you go. We're running out of time. We still have a bunch of callers on the line. Ramsey in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you. You see, sir, I have a question. You said last week you were comparing Adam Smith to John Nash, and you said Adam Smith was wrong and John Nash was right. Can you just explain that a little bit for me, please?
Yeah, Adam Smith held forward with a belief that everybody acting in their own self-interest, totally focused on their own self-interest, society would move forward in the context of the economy, would move forward in a positive direction. And John Nash, in his doctoral dissertation, proved that that was wrong, that everybody serving their own greed could eventually lock the system up. And that anybody that was in a decision-making position in a corporation or the government would have to take into account the environment around them in order to make the best possible decision. And obviously the money junkies prefer Adam Smith because it justifies them being very, very personally greedy and making 400 times what their own workers do, driving around in supercars and all the rest of that stuff. John Nash's analysis, and he did back it up, is that planners have to be more responsible. They have to be aware of the whole situation, the long view, the wide view, or they're going to make some bad decisions and lock the system up, and that's exactly what happened.
Okay. But see, sir, in my opinion, the situation like this in the United States, because all these money junkies, as you call them, they became so powerful, and then they changed the laws. Like they manipulated the system.
Yes.
That's how I see it.
Yes. No question about it. No question about it. The system is totally, irretrievably, irrecoverably corrupt. All right, we're going to switch over here to Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You're talking about trade. This is a beautiful thing. John Nash, who pioneered the game theory equation, which basically pioneered all of this online gaming, said that the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few, and we can all come out ahead. Now, unfortunately, as you had pointed out, and I know for a fact you've looked at trade imbalance sheets with other countries or as a whole with the United States, and it's ridiculous. The United States is inundated with unpayable debt, and the
yes.
only reason they've gotten away with this monstrosity of a sellout that these politicians have perpetrated on the American people is because of the U.S. Federal Reserve. It's ridiculous.
Well,
even Canada,
private central banking in general, because other nations that are struggling under private central banking are basically doing the same thing. But the United States really got into trouble back during the Reagan years, where the U.S. government borrowed so much money to fund the Strategic Defense Initiative, we went from being the world's largest creditor nation to the world's largest debtor nation in the space of just 12 years.
Mike, it's even before that, as soon as the United States delinked from gold and, you know, banks could just create as much as they want, 10 to 1, whatever the reserve, law said, they could just inflate the currency away. And you don't, Mike, the United States is not alone. With this NAFTA free trade, quote-unquote free trade agreement, Canada exports not even $7 billion to Mexico, and we import about $40 billion. So you multiply that by 10, and that's pretty much where your country sits with NAFTA. And at the same time, now you've got Canada to deal with as well. And then the rest of the world. All these trillion-dollar deficits are a result of this trade imbalance. It's ridiculous. And
well,
you know
it is.
For a fact.
It is, and part of this trade imbalance was this global design that all manufacturing of electronics will be in this region, and all agriculture will be in that region, and all clothing manufacture will be in that region, so they could sit astride the shipping lines and collect huge amounts of money as these goods are shipped back and forth across the globe. By the way, I do want to back up here a little bit, because John Nash's gaming theory isn't what's behind online gaming. It was an application of gaming theory to analysis of the economy and the stock market. And if memory serves me right, that's what he actually won the Nobel Prize for.
Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, it did really apply to online gaming, but it was adapted to a group of people, you know, obviously being stronger than just one. And his game theory revolutionized, you know, almost everything around us in ways that we don't even understand. And the only thing that's still held back is economics, because, you know, obviously the people who hold the gold hold the power, and they've got the gold. Because
that's no longer true. That's no longer true. Whoever's got the largest number in their computer holds the power. Gold is nice to have, and I advise people to have as much as they can. But it's no longer the limiting factor on the acquisition of wealth, now that wealth is basically an imaginary commodity.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely. And it's a commodity that is traded, it's bought and sold, just like everything else, and the only thing that's missing is labor. That's the only thing they can't account for, because it's so cheap in other countries. And it's going to change. It's going to change. China's, you know, going to get better. At least we can hope it'll get better, to bring the wages up, to bring jobs back. Because
they're coming back. Yeah, I mean, I sense that a lot of China's more recent economic problems are the result of economic warfare than anything China is doing internally, just like we're seeing down in Venezuela. The United States government has weaponized the global economy as just another form of coercive pressure on other nations to do as they are told. Anyway, Al, we're going to let you go. We're coming up on the end of the show here. Yes, absolutely. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. They've got some nasty fires over there in the western United States in British Columbia. 120 wildfires in British Columbia, 26,000 people evacuated. And, of course, the global warming, people are saying it's global warming. No, it's because nobody has the money to keep those fire breaks open. That's what's going on here. We'll be back after these few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program this Monday here. A little bit of a whoopsie for Tesla. A driver and four passengers were hurt when his Tesla suddenly accelerated while on autopilot, careened off the road, and flipped into a marsh. And apparently, David Clark of Eden Prairie, Minnesota, was just driving along with his friends, put the electric car into its autopilot feature, was approaching the intersection of 144th Street and 172nd Avenue. And when he engaged the autopilot, according to the report to the police, the vehicle suddenly accelerated, causing the car to leave the roadway and overturn. And this is not the first time. They've had some other problems, including a fatality with the autopilot on the Tesla not really working. And maybe I'm just an old-fashioned Luddite, or maybe I'm just spiritually cousins with Jeremy Clarkson. I want to drive my own car. I do not like the idea of a driverless car. Driving is fun. Driving is a personal expression. These days in my Honda, extreme caution. That's what I'm expressing out there. But again, they don't seem to really have the bugs out of this thing. And it's going on out. Now, I think ultimately the solution to the self-driving vehicles is going to require a change to the roadway infrastructure itself. Some kind of special painted markings or some kind of embedded wires, barcodes on the bottom of the traffic signs so they can be read more accurately. But it alarms me that so many of these new technologies are being put out there and they're still not really quite working properly, whether it's auto-driving cars, vaccines, GMO crops, so forth and so on. Now, Microsoft has apparently and arbitrarily decided to cut off Windows 10 support for some early PCs. They're only 3 or 4 years old, but they will no longer be able to receive new feature updates to Windows 10. And apparently it has to do with a specific CPU chip those computers are using that Microsoft just doesn't feel they want to spend the money to support any longer. Another problem with water over in Tennessee. Now, over in Memphis, Tennessee, the people are proud of their water. Coming out of the tap, it tastes very good. Claire and I had the same experience in Washington State. But now, unfortunately, it's starting to show that the groundwater beneath the coal-fired Allen Fossil plant in southwest Memphis is starting to leak. The storage tanks that hold the coal ash are starting to leak as well. By the way, a company called Primark, they manufacture flip-flops, slippers for your feet. They're having to recall thousands of pairs because they contain chrysine, which is a carcinogenic in humans. Apparently, it's absorbed through the soles of your feet. It's amazing here. Okay. Ah, there's the music. All right. I got to go and do Jim Goddard's show. We'll be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller's program. Take what you learn here and at the website, share it with everybody that you know. This is literally a knockdown, drag-out fight between the corporate media and the truth. We have to win this one. Talk to you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.